Welcome. You're listening to Ear Candy here on Local FM. You might be hearing the show some other place across the country, maybe Sydney, Nova Scotia, maybe in Cowichan Lake, maybe in Lethbridge, Alberta, maybe up the road at our sister station at the University of New Brunswick Fredericton campus on CHSR. Wherever it may be, wherever you may be tuning in, welcome. I'm Mark O'Connor, and I've got a nice little pop program lined up for you. You know, we try to play some catchy songs and some up-tempo songs, things that will make you feel better if you listen to the program. If you're having a crappy day, when we're done, it'll be a little less crappy. If you've been having a good day, when you're done, you'll be having a great day, that kind of thing, right? Let's get going with one and former Cat Stevens. He's actually done his first official North American tour since, who knows when, since his heights of fame in the 70s. He's still in good voice, but here's a song from a record he made as Yusuf called Another Cup. That's the record name. The song is I Think I See the Light here on Ear Candy.
I used to trust nobody, trusting even less their words. Until I found somebody, there was no one I preferred. My heart was made of stone, my eyes saw only misty gray. Until you came into my life, I saw everyone that way. Until I found the one I needed at my side, I think I would have been a blind man all my life. I think I see the light. Seemed the same. This world was not my home, so there was nothing much to gain. Look up and see the clouds, look down and see the cold floor. Until you came into my life, I saw nothing, nothing more. Until I found the one I needed at my side, I think I would have been a blind man all my life. I think I see the light.
Keep on. sunshine. Ooh, I think I see the light.
Just what a man five is. Craig fired the pistol, but was too young to swing. So the police took Bentley, and the very next thing, let him dangle, let him dangle. Let him dangle, let him dangle. Bentley had surrendered. Under arrest when he gave Chris Craig that fatal request. Craig shot Sidney Miles. He took Bentley's word. The prosecution claimed as they charged him with murder. Let him dangle, let him dangle. Bentley was easily led. Well, what's that to the woman that Sidney Miles wed? No guilty was the verdict, and Craig had shot him dead. The gallows were for Bentley, and still she never said, let him dangle, let him dangle. Let him dangle, let him dangle.
crime? Why does this bloodthirsty chorus come round from time to time? Let him dangle. Would hang, but the word never came, the phone never rang. Outside once with prison there was horror and hate, as the hangman shook Bentley's hand to calculate his weight. Let him dangle, let him dangle, let him dangle, let him dangle. Whenever those swine are under attack, but it won't make it even, it won't bring it back. Let him dangle, 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 let him dangle.
All right, folks, that was none other than Elvis Costello and Let Him Dangle. Now, just in case you think that he was saying that, you know, take a bad guy and let him dangle, that was an actually anti-capital punishment song based on a case out of Britain where he used to live before he picked up tracks and moved to Vancouver / New York, married Diana Krall. So I consider him, you know, well, his kids are Canadian. They'd be Canadian citizens. Frank and Dexter, I believe, are their names. So there you go. Canadian enough for me. And before that, speaking of Canadians, Julie Dwaron. That is New Brunswick's own Julie Dwaron with No More. My favorite song of hers, actually. And one and only Yusuf / Cat Stevens, as he used to be known in his pop heyday back when Baby Baby Wild World was a big hit. I Think I See the Light from An Other Cup. Not Another Cup. An Other Cup. I don't know if that really makes a big difference in the meaning or not, but that's how the record is titled. And he's still got it. He's still got that flair for folk pop stuff. And that voice is not maybe quite as powerful, but to be honest, it hasn't really diminished all that much either. Still drawing large crowds now that he's returned to the music world. And good for him. Good for us as fans, as people who enjoy his music. Next set of music coming up. I've got something from the Zorgs out of Winnipeg. And I think I've got something. I just need to check here to make sure. I think I've got something from the B-52s. And also we're going to feature something from a project called Ancient Shapes. But it's really a Daniel Romano project. He kind of released it simultaneously with his new, or his newest, or his latest Daniel Romano record called Mosey. So very prolific as well as anything else. And then we're going to hear a track called Fearless Death Tomorrow from Ancient Shapes. Yeah, all right, let's get going with the Police. This was off of their last record before they called it a day, Synchronicity. Too bad they never kept on going, but, you know, that's the way it unfolded. This one is called Miss Gridenko, a Stuart Copeland pen song here on Ear Candy.
Running around,
running,
looking,
running,
looking hard. got me running.
That is Fearless Death Tomorrow by Ancient Shapes, a project by Daniel Romano. I get the idea of putting out music, art, with more than one name. And lots of authors do it. They would have their serious name, their maybe their real name, for their literature, for their literary endeavors. And then when they wrote a thriller, they would have another name. So here's Daniel Romano, and he's going, this is my main project, but I like this other stuff, this other kind of music. So I made a whole bunch of two and a half minute songs, and it's going through a certain kind of aperture in terms of my influences and sounds. So it's nice and cohesive, and I'm just going to call it Ancient Shapes. Because if I released it at the same time I released my main record, which has got a very different sound, it would be a double record, but it would sound like it came from two completely different people. So I get it. But anyway, that's who it is. Ancient Shapes. You heard Fearless Death Tomorrow. And before that, you heard the one and only B-52s Running Around. You heard from the Zorgs off of the only Zorgs record to date, and maybe the only one we're ever going to get. You heard a track called I'm Sick. That's actually the lead track off of Chew On It. And then at the top, we heard Miss Gradenko from The Police, a Stuart Copeland penned track. Stuart Copeland was the drummer, co-founder of the band with Sting, and that Sting says that's his favorite Police song written by Stuart Copeland. The other guys in the band usually would have a song per record, so he had maybe three or four to pick from, but it's a good one. I like it. That's why I played it for you. The show was Ear Candy. Did I mention that? My name is Mark O'Connor. Maybe I didn't mention that one either. Just so you know who's blabbering at you, bringing all these tunes to you. Sort of got a set of songs coming up here that have a theme, and I would say it's work together, stick together, come together, stronger together. Just kind of lifted that one off of somebody. The first track up, though, we're going to hear from the Eels off their record Wonderful Glorious, and this one is called, wait for it, it's called Stick Together.
Thwarted again,
big mistake, thinking that I knew how to get by independent of you. The amateurs, they had the chance, quick to forget who brought them to the dance. Loyalty is paramount to me. It's very clear, we make a winning team. We gotta stick together. That's right, we gotta stick together, that's right. Take comfort in knowing I'm okay with anything you may do or you may say. We're always in quite good company. If I'm with you and you know you are with me, it's me and you taking on all comers, watching them fall, and nothing could be funner. Their challenges only make us stronger. Outlast them all, forever, maybe longer. We gotta stick together. That's right, we gotta stick together, that's right. We gotta stick together. That's right, we gotta stick together, that's right.
Take care of each other. charge. Can you take the heat? We take what's ours, we take the cake. We've taken the wrong way. Take a holiday, take the high road. Take a well-earned break from a heavy load. Take your time, take your place. Now give it all.
Yeah, that's the Sam Roberts Band, and we're all in this together. Yes, we are. At least that's a great sentiment. I like to think that we are. I like to think that there's something called society and that we all pitch in one way or the other to look out for our fellow human person. Before that, Take Care of Each Other. Again, pretty to the point, that song. It's from a band called Communism, of all things. Communism, the band, music, not necessarily the political party or political movement, out of Toronto, three established musicians out of Toronto. And little story, maybe it gives you a sense of what music means to me, but when I go to sleep each night, there's a song in my head, and when I wake up in the morning, there's a different song in my head every day. That's just the way it is. And I'm a little older than I used to be, so it's not as prevalent as it used to be that a song would be in my head all the time, and you might have trouble carrying on conversations because the sounds in my head were just so compelling. Anyway, I woke up one morning and heard Take Care of Each Other. That's what was running through my head. And I said, well, I guess that's a pretty big hint. I better play that Communism record. You'll like it, because if it's sticking in my head, it must have really something speaking out to me musically and lyrically, I think. And speaking of this whole theme, we started off from Wonderful Glorious, which is a wonderfully glorious album title name, from the Eels. We heard Stick Together. All kinds of things going on there. You know, it's funny. My dad and I don't necessarily agree on politics. He sees the world as givers and takers. And you're one or the other. It's kind of a zero-sum world or zero-sum game for him, which is too bad. But lots of people think that way, not just him. Yeah, you'd like to think it was a kinder world. So let's move on to more music. Lisa LeBlanc, a great Acadian singer-songwriter who I just discovered. And I keep saying she lives just south of the Miramichi, or that's where she's from. I'm not quite sure where she calls home these days. She's got a new record out. I'm going to try and tell you what the album title is. I can't quite make it out. Anyway, we're going to hear a song here. This one's called I Love You, I Don't Love You, I Don't Know. Nothing like a short title. Lisa LeBlanc, here on Ear Candy.
I love you. Once the words have been said, oh, you can't go back to what you used to have. Once the words have been said, oh, you can't go back to what you used to have. I love you, I don't love you. Thank you.
got my face. Sing it, everyone. Got my nose, got my blood. My conscience plays on me now. I see fun until my luck runs out. Cuckoo's call, pendulum swings. Thought you knew everything. Lift my hands, make the cross. Sinner, I have never learned. Beginner, I cannot return. Forever, I must walk this earth like some forgotten soldier. These things I should keep to myself, but I feel somehow strangely compelled. Under moonlight I stood wild and naked. I felt no shame, just my spirit awakened. Sinner, seeing everything, got my eyes, got my face. Fireball drop from the sky. All my dreams have come to pass. Where's my faith? Is it lost? I can't see it till I cast it off. Sinner, there is no such thing. I have learned to sing. Forever I must walk this earth like some forgotten soldier.
That's Sinner, Neil Finn, New Zealand's primary musical export. He of Crowded House fame. And before that, he was actually of Split Enz. That's a long time ago, where he spent 6 months in a leaky boat, apparently. And before that, we heard The Last Goodbye from The Kills. That's Alison Mosshart and Jamie Hintz. I notice in their live performances these days that they have a more of a full band. It used to be just a drum machine kind of thing, a duo. But now they got a live drummer, a live bass player, maybe even somebody doing some keyboards. The sound's getting, the songs are getting a little more rounded out. Anyway, that one, that particular song is from Blood Pressures, in case you're looking for it. And we got things started out with I Love You, I Don't Love You, I Love You, I Don't Know. Sort of like picking the petals off a daisy. That's New Brunswick's own Lisa LeBlanc, who's making a lot of waves these days. And the record is called Why You Want to Leave Runaway Queen. Sounds like she's got a habit, a little pattern she's recognized. Or maybe her romantic partner recognized. You know what I'm saying? Why You Want to Leave Runaway Queen. Anyway, seems to be getting a lot of attention here at the station, deservedly so. All right, we're getting toward the end of the show. I probably have time to spin one more for you. I want to come up with something good here. I'd like to play something from a Canadian artist. Okay, we're going to go back to the Zorgs. That is that Winnipeg outfit. I'll call it surf punk, punk surf, something like that. You get the idea. They kind of got this song called Money Penny, James Bondian kind of thing going on here. The records chew on it. They actually have a video out for the song, so if you went The Zorgs, YouTube, I think that's what'll pop up. Just a little bit of money. They're very creative and certainly evoke the James Bondian spy thing. So this one here. If I have time, I'll come back and say goodbye. If not, stay tuned for some more excellent programming. Here we go. Money Penny, The Zorgs, here on Ear Candy.
Shout out something obscene. Such a